Hi, thanks for joining us today. This is Bonnie Wallace, author of The Hollywood Parents Guide, and today my guests on Hometown to Hollywood are Mackenzie and Melinda Hanczyk. Mackenzie is best known for her role as young Kate on the Emmy Award-winning show This Is Us, and Melinda is her fabulous mom. Mackenzie and Melinda, welcome to the podcast.
Hello.
Hello.
So Mackenzie, when did you decide that you were interested in acting?
About, like, 2 years ago, I saw somebody on, like, doing, like,
A play,
and she was kind of, like, my age, maybe, like, 2 years older than me, and I was like, I want to do that. I want to be in plays. I want to be on TV. I want to do that thing that she does.
Yep, and that's when you decided. What was the play?
It was,
Seussical.
Yeah, Seussical the Musical.
Yay, musicals.
That's when I think you started your love of musicals.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, Melinda, when did you decide to take that seriously? Because kids, you know, I mean, part of the job of being a kid is getting curious about all kinds of things, right? But when do you decide to, like, maybe really support that?
Well, she had a lot of energy, and she was always singing and dancing and running around, and I thought, how can we channel this? So she had played some sports. She did soccer and softball, but I think she had an affinity toward performing, and she didn't have any fear of getting up there, getting on stage. If we went to like a magic show or something and they needed a volunteer, she had her hand up there. She would always want to be on stage. And so I thought, okay, let's do this. And she did plays at school, and she was actually in a play when she got the audition for This Is Us. So
I was Dorothy in Wizard of Oz.
Yeah. But that's a friend of hers had an agent, and I said, do you think we could meet with the agent? Because I had no idea how to get an agent, or do you get headshots, or what you do. So a friend had an agency, and Mackenzie went and met with the agent, and she took her, and then that was that.
That's actually one of my questions, because, I mean, one of the hardest things about getting started in the industry is just trying to get in front of, just getting a meeting with a decent agent. So you literally had a friend you could call, and the friend got you the meeting?
Yeah, we said, you know, do you think we could have her meet with her? You know, we just sent some pictures of her, and she said, sure, she would meet with us. And she gave her, like, a commercial that she had to read, and it was about Disneyland. I think, going to Disneyland. So, of course, she's excited about talking about going to Disneyland, and so she went in and met with her, and
I did, like, the scene, the little part of the scene, and then we talked about, like, we had, like, a little extra meeting, like, we talked about stuff.
And she actually gave you advice that was against what I told you to do in the audition, so I was helping her read the audition.
And she said, like, whenever you, like, don't remember line, say line. And then the person who was helping me, she said, don't ever say that.
Interesting.
Like I said, if you forget the line, you can just say line. And the person told her, don't ever say that. Just keep going. It might not be as it's written, but you just stay in the moment and you keep going.
Yes.
And they also told her not to speak like I was speaking to her. You speak like a kid. Like I'd say, emphasize this word or emphasize that word. And she said, I can tell that your mom helped you with this. You need to sound like an eight-year-old kid.
Yeah.
So I said, okay, good advice for me, too. Just let her be her. Let her do her.
Yep. A lot of casting directors worry about kids who are overly coached because it makes them feel kind of not so real, you know?
Yeah, we want real. On her show, they specifically said, I said, should I get her into coaching because she's new to this? And they said, no, we want her to be natural and just be her.
Yeah, it's very interesting. I think there's a difference between coaching and like just like say taking acting classes where you can learn how to be better at your craft.
Doing improv, doing scene study. Yeah. Definitely. They asked her to do improv in her callback audition. And
And like Parker started it, then I think Lonnie went and then I said something and we like all went into like the little thing. It was about like how we stole money, like not stole, but like we took money from our mom's purse and we're trying to figure out how we tell her that
I did that. I thought one of them has to start because I don't know if she knows how to do improv, but once they started, she did it. So that taking an improv class would be, she's since taken a class at Second City. She took a camp there and that was a lot of fun, right? Doing Second City. Yeah.
So, have you had any other training besides Second City Improv, Mackenzie?
I don't know.
What did you do what did you do on Monday?
Monday?
Yeah.
What about Sunday?
What did you do in your singing class?
That wasn't really... That was
that's a singing class.
I okay. Mean,
that's,
well, that's I took a singing class because I am auditioning for a play that we're doing in school.
Fun. Good for you.
Thank so
you.
Taking voice lessons. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And on, like, I think two Sundays ago, we did, like, not an improv class, but, like, how to remember our lines and how to do that and how to, like, remember stuff.
You took a class with...
Marianne
and yeah. Mason. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was an acting class.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they actually wanted you to come like every week and do that.
Yes. Every Sunday.
Every Sunday.
Oh, that actually might be doable with the shoot schedule because TV shows don't generally shoot on Sundays.
I don't know why.
they work very hard during the week and they want their weekends off.
I know, but they can do Monday through Saturday, and then that's kind of what Chick-fil-A does. They work Monday through Saturday, and then they don't open on Sunday.
You know why they don't open on Sunday?
I know.
Because they want you to have a day to be with your family. That's why Hobby Lobby is not open on Sunday.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, they want you to have a family day, so you don't
work. See, they work Monday through Saturday.
Yes,
then they don't work on Sunday. See, why can they not just do that?
I don't know.
Well, you know,
we'll talk to Fox about that.
Talk to Fox. I'm sure everybody at Fox will not thank you for suggesting a 6-day work week. You know, a lot of movies shoot 6 days a week, though. So you know.
See?
Okay. You end up on a movie set.
We have not been on a movie set yet. So anyone listening, put her in a movie.
So let me get this right. So some acting lessons in fact and some improv lessons mm-hmm. and some voice lessons yeah. now. Good for you.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I read somewhere that the role of young Kate, your audition for that was basically your first audition.
Mm-hmm.
That must have been crazy.
I mean, it was like we had to do 3 auditions. The first one was in a building. Then the second one was on set. And then the third one was in the same building. And we were meeting with like all of the directors and producers and writers.
How long was your first audition?
45 minutes.
Yeah, that's unusual.
So I was sitting in the waiting room and the other mothers were looking at me and I said, you know, I used to do acting as a younger person.
And she said she was only there for like
45 minutes.
So this is what she said. She said a little part of her line and then they said, thank you.
Thank you. Next.
Goodbye.
But that's normal.
Yes.
That's really
that, what
normal.
She had was not normal.
It was like 40, 50 minutes.
They filmed her. They coached her. They wanted to see if she could take direction.
It was a girl and she was like, let's try this way. Let's try this way. Let's try this way. And, like, she kept helping me. She was like, let's try this again. Try it that way or try it this way. And it was just really fun. And, it was only one person. So it was just easier than being in front of, like, 20
So it was Telsey Casting. And
I love them.
I saw Josh at her rap party, and I thanked him again. I said, it's because of you guys working with her like that and coaching her and helping her that she got that. Because like I said, I'm not used to them giving you so much time and attention. And he said, we knew we liked her and we wanted her to give the best audition she could give. So I was just like, this is amazing. So they really did a great job.
You know, I love hearing that because the actors really need to remember the casting people, they want you to get it. They're on your side.
Right.
They're rooting
and
for you.
And it makes them look good to present to the show, look who I found, and then you get like, oh my gosh, you're a great casting person. Right?
That's right. It's a win-win. They are hoping you're the one. Every time somebody walks in the door, they are hoping it's you that they've been waiting for.
And she presented an award with the boys at the Artios, which is to all the casting people, and she met different people, and it's like, oh my gosh, you did such a great job casting this show and this show, and so their job is very, very important for a show. Yeah.
Oh, what a great experience. So, Mackenzie, is there someone who inspires you as a performer?
Who do you always ask that you want to see? Who was just that we just saw on American Idol?
Lily?
Katy Perry.
Oh, right. Okay. Okay. So I have 3 people.
Okay.
Okay. So, first one is Katy Perry because I like her style and I like her hair and I like her songs and I like her singing voice. Okay. Second is Ariana Grande because she has a big poofy ponytail and I like ponytails. And she has a really good singing voice and I like all of her,
and
like
Sam the Cat, we liked watching.
I love that.
Okay, go ahead.
And I like all the things that she's been in her singing and like all of her concerts and everything, even though I haven't been to one yet. Then the third one is my parents.
Well, she's in performers.
Oh.
But that's nice.
Oh, that is nice.
You were a performer. She was in a play.
I was, yes.
She was in a play. Okay.
But you didn't get to see me. You were not born yet.
I was not even in your tummy yet.
No, you were not.
Okay. And then the fourth one is... I'm thinking! Dove Cameron.
Do you like that show, Liv and Maddie?
Yes, and I also like all the movies that she's done.
You like Descendants?
Yes.
Yes.
And I hope that there's a Descendants 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, all those stuff, yeah.
Well, they're about to start filming 3, so.
Yay!
Okay, that's real fun.
We got all the ways to be.
WICKED.
So many
ways to be wicked.
She actually sang that on the lot in the van, right? You and Lonnie sang.
Oh, yeah.
What did you sing?
Apple, dip, dip. Wanna try it? Sip, sip. Take a bite. Come on, be bold. Change the way the story's told. Living the dog is finally getting your attention. Happily ever after with a little flavor. I don't know.
But she and Lonnie were singing that in the van going to set, and Parker was just like...
He doesn't know it. He's
he
like,
hadn't seen Descendants. Okay. I said, well... Yeah, I said, I guess you're not a 10-year-old girl. Maybe you hadn't seen it. But
missing out.
Yeah, but we had a Descendants viewing party for the first and the second.
You did?
Yeah. You spent the night at Marion's.
Spent the night for the first one and then the second one.
We had girls over
we
here
We had
watching
girls
it.
Over here.
Yeah, we had viewing parties.
That's pretty fun. Did you see Hairspray Live with
yes.
both Ariana and
yes.
Ravenna?
Yes, we did.
Yes. I like
she was in fun. A production of Hairspray, a little local
I was?
One. Yeah, remember?
Which one?
You were in Hairspray?
I was?
When you were in Cats and you were in
Oh,
Spring,
yeah.
And you were in Wizard
like,
of
we
Oz.
Did it at, like, this place. What was it called? It was not, like, dance stuff, but it was, like...
Star Dance?
I think so. I think that's what it was called. And, like, they did all these plays and stuff.
Like, mini versions.
Yeah, mini versions.
I did Peter Pan.
I was Glinda. Mm-hmm. And, yeah. And Dorothy. Okay.
And Hairspray, you, like, held up signs when they were protesting.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember? Okay.
Sounds like you were maybe a little younger
yeah.
when you did that.
But
yeah.
we love all the live ones,
I did
right?
Annie.
Yeah, but we saw...
And I did Petey Pena. Yeah.
What did we see? Hairspray Live.
Hairspray Live.
We saw...
Grease
Christmas
maybe?
Story.
We saw Grease. Mm-hmm. I like Grease.
I think the next one's going to be Jesus Christ Superstar, which
yeah.
that's going to be good.
It's going to be amazing. Yeah. I can't wait.
Yes.
I can't wait. That's going to be incredible.
We love musicals.
Yes. Yeah, me too. You know, a lot of kids who end up in film and TV, they fall in love with musicals, start acting, start that stuff, and then it ends up being...
We just saw Aladdin at the Pantages, and it was amazing.
Whole new world.
And when that the carpet flew, you could not see
You couldn't see anything.
Anything.
It was like this. It was like went in all
we were like there's
directions.
No strings. It was amazing.
Yeah.
And
amazing.
Like it was in the dark, so I thought there were strings, but it was like when they did it in like a light scene too, where like everything was like rainbow. It was like
she leaned
wait,
over
what?
Me and she's like, Mom, how are they doing this?
It's like but like it goes like in all different directions, so you can't see it anywhere. Like
I said I
How?
Yeah. It was very, very well done, right?
Mm-hmm.
The entertainment was
I
amazing.
Thought that the carpet was going to come out in the
in
the audience, but it didn't. I was like, oh, well, of course, because there's strings, and then
but the
I
streamer,
didn't. There was no strings. I was like...
But the streamers came out.
Yeah, I didn't
cool.
get that.
Yeah.
We
weren't that close
It was
to
like
streamers.
5 through the first row,
yeah.
and we were like the 20th
yeah.
back there.
Yeah.
And we couldn't get the streamer.
So you recommend Aladdin.
Yes.
So, I'm getting.
Yeah,
yes.
but it's closing this weekend, but it's on tour.
Yeah,
it's
well,
all
this
across
is in
the
LA.
Country.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's maybe coming to a city
yes,
where you guys
it's
are.
Amazing.
Wherever you are.
Yeah.
Melinda, what do you think are the biggest misconceptions that people have about being a Hollywood mom, like what you do on a daily basis? What do you think people think your life looks like versus what your life really looks like?
well, a couple of her friends have asked me, like, how do you get into the business? And one of the moms was like, well, maybe you could manage my kid. And I was like, no. being a manager is, I mean, I guess there's that name, momager, but it is a very big commitment. I mean, I used to work a full-time job, and now this is your full-time job. You can't, I don't think you can really work a full-time job. And because sometimes they call you for an audition, sometimes they call you three in one day, and they're in Beverly Hills, or they're in San Diego, or, you know, wherever. And you just have to go, and you have to get your kid ready, and they might need a certain outfit. They have to have lines learned. They might be tired, so you bring a snack. And we might have to change our outfit for another one. But it's a lot of sitting around, like, once you're on set. And some other moms...
And I like the food there.
Yeah. But some of the other moms are writing screenplays. They're writing books. I had an idea for a children's book. I think you sit there and you're like, well, I should be doing something. Or they're running, like, a side business or something. But it's a lot of just... driving, basically you're a chauffeur, getting her there. Sometimes there's a 6 a.m. call time, so mm-hmm. you get up at 3 or 4, get her ready, throw her in the car, and then you're just there to make sure she's okay. You get her a drink, you get her, if she has to take a break, go to the bathroom or whatever. She has to wear contacts on set,
yes, so you make sure
her eyes are okay.
Blue and, contacts.
So it's just, your job is to make your kid... You're her advocate. You're, if it's something with the set teacher, making sure she has her homework and being the liaison between her set teacher and her school teacher and getting everything ready for her. And you, invariably you forget something and you get there and you're like, ah, I forgot her work permit or I forgot her whatever. Now she's cold. I don't have a jacket. But and of course you're introduced as Mackenzie's mom. So that's, but that was,
no,
that's what
no.
I was before anyway.
Milo yes. says her name. Melinda.
Yes. Milo knows everybody's yes. name on set. So you feel very special when mm-hmm. you're there because he knows everybody's name. But I'm very proud of her. She does a great job because this was her first job. I didn't know how she would be. She was doing it. She knew getting her hair.
I listened to the rules.
She listens to her directors, gets her hair done, gets her wardrobe, gets her makeup. She tells me, Mom, don't take pictures of me in my wardrobe. They're not supposed to be posted. She knows to be very respectful. She's kind to everyone on set. We thank everyone on set. Mm-hmm. So she's becoming, I think, more mature. And I'm very
proud. I like being more mature.
And I'm very proud mm-hmm. of her. Mm-hmm. So,
you know, it's an interesting thing because on one hand, you're a kid.
Mm-hmm.
You're a kid. No kidding. You're 10 right now still?
Yes.
Okay, so you're a 10-year-old. And at the other, on the other hand, you are in a very adult world and you are expected to be professional. A mm-hmm. professional. And so here you are being simultaneously a kid, which we need to protect and support, but also you need to be a professional because it's a work environment.
Yes.
How is that for you? Do you like that? Is that fun?
I mean, like, sometimes when I'm on set, I am acting like a kid and I am being professional. Mm-hmm. Like, when we have breaks, like, we tell jokes and we do, like, what if or would you rather do that than that? And it's just fun to be like that, but like when we start filming, like when they say action, then we just like get into we remember our lines and we get into our scene and then we get it done, and it's just really fun to be there with everybody.
Do you feel like you're learning stuff that you wouldn't learn if you were just having more of a normal life?
Yes, because like I can like first, when I started, I didn't, like, remember my lines that, like, easily. And then now, I can remember lines like that. It's really easy
That's
to
really
do it
interesting,
with my mom.
Isn't it?
Stuff.
They say that the more you work on memorizing, the better and faster you mm-hmm. get at it. And Dove swears that, too.
Well, yeah. she just had a test at school on her state capitals.
And I got them all right!
And
there's 50 of them.
And she got 100%, which... It's very hard to learn all of those. So I thought I would never be able to memorize that. But I have to believe that learning her lines is helping her. Because I don't know if every kid got 100%.
It's but 50.
We were very, very proud of her for getting that.
I'm looking at it. For the record, you can't see it, but I can see it. It's 100% and it's all 50 capitals.
And she had to write them all out.
Yeah.
So she had to know how to spell Tallahassee and Mississippi and... Jefferson City and everything. So,
yeah. So,
it was a hard a little bit.
Yeah, but so, well, then that helps you in school too.
Yes.
Isn't that interesting?
Well, and she has great mentors. I mean, Mandy and Milo have both been acting since they were kids. And so I tell her, you watch them, because you wouldn't be able to be in this business for 20 years if you were disrespectful, if you didn't listen to your directors, if you didn't listen to your cast, if you didn't weren't kind to people. So I said, those two are very good.
Mm-hmm.
They give you great advice. They are very professional. They come, they're well prepared, they know their lines, but they also are kind.
Mm-hmm.
They have fun with you guys.
Yes.
Milo's brought you little gifts. Mandy's brought you gifts.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just very loving.
They're very nice to work with.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's such a good point, because I don't think people have this idea about what Hollywood's like and what, you know, big actors, successful actors are like, and there's a lot of assumptions that there's a lot of bad behavior and divas, and, you know, certainly that
don't
happens.
Don't look directly in the eyes and all that.
All that stuff, yeah, you can't look at me or you're out. But really, my experience is that the vast majority of successful people in this that was a dog.
That was Alexa.
Oh, that was Alexa. Hey, Alexa. Oh, no.
Don't engage.
No. I may keep this. I may not clip this out. Anyway, my experience is that, you know, most people who are successful, they're good people. And that's part of why they're successful.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, how great to have those role models that are working with you. What are some of the more challenging things about being a Hollywood parent, Melinda?
Well, I'm tired getting up at 3 in the morning or 4 in the morning. For the pool episode, it was filmed in Long Beach, and we found out at 6:30 at night that she had to be in Long Beach at 6 in the morning. So I called my friend who lived in Redondo, and I said, what time should I leave? And he said, now. And I, you know, I didn't know at that time of day and driving to Long Beach, so I think I left at, you know, 3:30 or 4, and we got there in an hour, and then I just let her sleep in the car, and I woke her up, you know, at 6 o'clock. And so it's a lot of, you know, coordinating and then the same, keeping her as a kid. So she goes to these events, she goes to these red carpet things, and she dresses up and she meets people, but then she loves to play slime. She loves to play with her friends and have them play with her dogs and have them spend the night, and that's her favorite thing. If she can have her friends over, watch TV, eat pizza, and play slime, that's like
I literally better. Have like a table of slime, just slime.
She wants to have a slimatorium and like make slime and ship it out to everyone, like Willy Wonka and his factory or something.
Willy Wonka does not.
But like a factory, like where you'd make slime.
Mm-hmm. So. You could be a slime mogul.
Yeah.
You know?
What's a slime mogul?
A slime mogul. A mogul. Someone who has like an empire of slime.
Of all slime.
See, let's do that.
Yes. So I think she has a good balance in her life for doing exciting events and then just having fun with your friends too, right?
It sounds like it.
Playing with your dogs.
So, Mackenzie, you started acting professionally at the age of 8?
Eight and a half, maybe?
Yeah.
Eight.
I'm nodding, which is probably not good on a podcast.
Yeah, that was a nod. I know. Weird podcast truth. And now you're 10.
Mm-hmm.
Season 3, are you filming?
That's
we
in
haven't
July.
Filmed it yet.
Okay, but you got the green light?
Well, their show was picked up for 2 and 3.
That's right.
Yeah. So
never happens. That's incredible.
I think they liked it.
So we might go on to season 4 and 5 and all
well,
that stuff.
From your mouth to whoever decides, right?
Yep. Well, those Emmys don't hurt any.
Well, and they won a SAG award. They went
That's
for their
right.
cast. Yeah.
She does have won a ton of awards.
Sterling is 1 ton award.
Okay, well, even so.
But the show is very well received, gets nominations. I mean, it did the Super Bowl episode, just the numbers beat everything. So we had a wrap party, and the creator, Dan Fullman, just told everyone, like, this is just so unheard of, and it's such a big hit for NBC, and there hasn't been a network show that's been this successful. And so I know at 10 it's hard to fathom that, but it is amazing experience and opportunity. And so, but now they're on hiatus till July, and there's a lot of sad people in the world. They're like, they don't know what to do with their Tuesdays, you know?
What'll I do? So, Mackenzie, after 2 seasons under your belt, and you're 10 now, you're not 8 anymore, you've got 2 seasons you've done, is it what you thought it would be to be in a TV show?
Yes, it is. Because it's, like, really fun just to be with everybody, and, like, all, like, almost my mommy's friends have, like, they have people who they know that's been on it, and they like it, and I love it, and it's really just fun to be with everybody and to see new people, and just to, yeah, it's just fun to do, to be on, like, all the sets, and, like, you can see everything. It's really cool.
It is fun to see kind of behind-the-scenes stuff on those sets, isn't it?
Sometimes if she had a set where they had to go to a video store, and they just... The show creates a video store. All the videotapes and all the signage, and you walk in and she's just like, oh my gosh, you know. And because it's set in the 80s, she's never seen a video store. She's never seen a cassette. She had to pull out a cassette, Look Who's Talking. And I said, oh, I love that movie. That was such a great movie. And so things, or an ice cream shop. And they, you know, she goes in and they're actually scooping ice cream, and they served it to the extras and the cast. And so those days are fun to do sets like that, right? Yeah.
The swing sets are really, really cool. What have been some surprises for you guys on this adventure?
That I have to wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Well, right?
Earlier.
Earlier, like at 5 o'clock.
At 6 a.m., yeah.
Actually, you have to be out the door at 5. Usually you have to be on set at 6. That means getting up more like 4, maybe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's still surprising to her when she gets recognized. For my husband and I, it's still surreal when she's out wherever, at
like
Target.
My hair's wet or something.
Or she's out of a pool. And I'm like, how do you even recognize her? And they'll just be like, and we can see them looking at her, and we know they want to say something. And then we'll just go over to them and be like, yeah, that's her or something. And then she's always just like taking pictures and meeting people, and they get so happy, like you've made a nice impression on them,
This is fun. This thing right here.
Right? It is fun.
And doing things like this, right?
Nobody can see me.
She was in New York, and somebody came up to us at Macy's, and she was going to the bathroom, and they wanted to take a picture, and I said, can you just wait till she comes out of the bathroom? But and then she was putting on lipstick, the woman, and she was fixing her hair. Like, she was so excited to take a picture with her. But I think that's still weird, is when you get recognized. Like, we just think of you as just, you know, our kid. And then she says, do you think people in New York watch the show? And I said, people write her from Australia, from
Indiana,
Berlin, from, you know, all over the world. And they watch your show all over the world, even in New York. Yeah.
It's pretty cool. It's pretty weird to try and get your head around that people literally all over the world are watching you and become fans of you because of the good work that you do. You know,
my brother, her uncle was in India, and he said, I'm in my hotel room and it's on. I'm watching This Is Us in India.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. 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 It's pretty cool.
Yeah. The reach is just, it's just wild. Mackenzie, what has your school experience been like as a working child actor?
My friends are kind of supportive. I mean, like, I don't know. They don't really watch it. But everybody has, like, helped us get our work. All of our friends helped us and all that stuff to get, like, the homework that I've been missing and, like, stuff I've been missing and telling us what, we've done or, like, what I've missed or all that stuff.
So you're still in public school, right?
Yes.
So how does that work exactly?
It's hard. I mean, the two boys on the show with her are both homeschooled, and I wanted to keep her in school as long as I could. Her manager said, keep her in school, keep her to be a real kid. You know, this week she's doing the Apex Fun Run. She gets pledges. They're going to run tomorrow. There's dress up week for health week and crazy hair day. And then we have a family dance or whatever. So I want her to do all that. But
yeah, let's ask people to pledge.
No.
But, by the time the podcast drops, well.
it's hard to get the homework. Like, this year when I met with her teacher for parent-teacher conference, I was crying. I was like, you have been such a great teacher, and you're so helpful, and you're so wonderful. And she just gives me the assignments, and we go on set. We get the stuff done. We bring it in. And Mackenzie's become very responsible getting her work. She forgot something one day, and she was so upset. She's like, you have to... She called me from school. You have to bring my paper. I forgot my math paper, you know? So she's she's been doing very good with school and with set. It's a lot of work, so she has to be very dedicated to do it. It's not every kid, I don't think, could do it. It's a lot of work. So
it is a lot of work. I mean, you're working, yes. You know, like an adult, and you've still got to go to school. Not everybody knows, but kids who haven't passed high school yet, they have to have at least 3 hours a day on set of school. So you have to jam that in on top of all the hours you're working.
Yes.
But then when you're not shooting, you're back in your regular school.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty great.
So we're there till the end of school right now. So she missed a lot of days, and I told her teacher, okay, we're done. She's on hiatus till July. You got her. You got her for the end of school. Yep.
That's nice. Yeah, well, you know, a lot of schools are just not as understanding. It sounds like you've got a really good school. That's wonderful.
Well, her teacher is great, and she had never seen the show. So it wasn't like she was a big fan, and she's like, no, I just have never watched it. So I'm like, well, you might want to. Your kid's in the class. But she's just a great teacher, and I couldn't be happier. I'm so thankful. And her set teachers, the teacher emailed each other in the beginning, and she said, let's, you know, keep the communication open. If she's missing something, I'll find out. And so this year, her set teacher and her teacher, and she's also in a resource class, so we have that teacher, and they are all emailing and communicating. I was like, yay, this was the best year, right? Yeah, it was really great.
That's beautiful. You know, I just realized, actually, it's very interesting. When you're really working steadily, like you are, when you're on a show, that's when it's kind of relatively easy to coordinate with the regular school and the set teacher and stuff. What I think makes a lot of young actors go to homeschooling is all those auditions. Mm-hmm. The auditions are the hard part, because you miss so much school.
Right.
And, you know, agents and managers, they try and schedule the auditions for after school, but you can't always do that. So you miss a lot of school, and then pretty soon it's like, this isn't working, you know. And then a lot of kids move to homeschooling. But you didn't have to do that, because you started working immediately.
Well, I've said a couple auditions, can we push it to 3 or 3:30? And uh-huh. I think people think I'm nuts, but this is the priority for me. I always say I'm trying to raise a good human, not a good actor. Like greatest person. Someday, she won't be in the show. And I want her to learn life skills that she can take with her in life and not just on a set.
Exactly. So. And that is what counts more than anything else. That is literally what Holly Revord, Regan Revord's mom, said a couple of weeks ago.
She had a shirt on, I wrote her, and it says, I'm raising a good human. And I was like, Holly, that is a great shirt. And she and Regan are awesome. Like, if you met them anywhere, you would just be like, she's just the coolest mom and the coolest kid. Like, they don't have any airs about them. Regan will get down in the dirt with Mackenzie and play, you know, do whatever, play slime, sing, whatever. She's just like the most well-rounded,
outgoing.
And Holly said, you know, if you're gonna act like a brat, then we're not doing this. Mm-hmm. So if you want this, then you need to, you know. And that's what I say to her, to Mackenzie. If I hear on set that you're rude, that you don't listen, that you think you're something, then that's it. Because that's not what we're doing.
Nope.
I said, that's why I say, you be like Milo. You say hi to everyone. You know everybody's name. That's what you do.
So we were just talking about Regan and Holly Revord. And did you guys know them before you got involved in the Girl Uplifters team? Or is that how you guys met?
How did we meet them first?
I don't know.
We met Maya, who was on the Thundermans, and I think that we had a lunch. I think it was Maya's birthday, and so we were with Parker and Preston Bates and Maya, and I think Holly was there with Reagan, and so we had like a little birthday lunch, and I think that's when we met them. So yeah, it was before the gut.
Yeah.
And I think she had just gotten cast on Young Sheldon, so we didn't really know what that was yet or anything. And I think she had gone through like 9 auditions for that show.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh my gosh, like, I don't know if Mackenzie could have gone through 9. I think she would have been like, all right, what else do you need to see me do? It's still me.
But
you
seriously, know? I mean, for those like leads in the series, regular roles that they know are going to be really high stakes, they will do that.
Well,
sometimes.
She is, that show, the kids are the family. They're all the leads. Mm-hmm. Like on Mackenzie's show, they are important to the storyline, but they are not, you know, they're
every single show,
every single scene, every yep. they are the heart of that show. That's a family unit. They're in every scene, every episode, so they needed to know. And I think Holly said the pilot episode was directed by Jon Favreau, and he barbecued for everybody. And I thought, oh my god, how awesome would that be? Mackenzie knows him from Friends, that he was Pete, Monica's boyfriend. This is some of these people she might not know, but she loves Friends, and yes. a lot of people were on Friends.
Yep.
I'm like, Brad Pitt, he was on Friends.
That's so funny.
Yeah. And even Helen Hunt was one of her directors. I said, even Helen Hunt was on Friends, and she was in one of the episodes.
Amazing.
So, yeah.
I didn't know that Helen Hunt was directing now.
Yeah, so she directed one of our episodes. For me, it was awesome. I was like, oh my gosh, that's Helen Hunt. Regina King was one of the directors, and she was awesome. And
Miss Congeniality, too.
Right, so that's how she knows her, from Miss Congeniality.
That was one of our favorite movies when the kids were growing up.
But to see women directors, I'm like, to see women in these kind of roles, it's like, you can be anything you want to be. You want to be a director? Look at these women. You mm-hmm. can do this. You can mm-hmm. do anything, right?
Totally.
Yeah.
So, do you do much with the Girl Uplifters team?
We've been to two of them.
Yep.
So she's one of the ambassadors.
Yes.
Yeah.
What's that about?
It's kind of about, like, how we help women and we uplift them, and like we should all get into group and like stay together, not fight each other, not be mean to each other. Just like the girls are in like one group, and like we stay together and we're strong together. And yeah,
you support each other. You
yes.
don't tear each other down.
No,
I think the idea is if you start girls young, then maybe they'll grow up to be nice adults. Kids are taught to hate. They're taught to hate, mm-hmm. and they're taught to love.
Okay. So, Mackenzie, do you have any advice for young actors?
To be yourself and be unique and inspire others and be grateful for what you have.
That's good advice.
That sounds like you. That's a bumper sticker or something.
A bumper sticker.
I know. Do they even have that anymore? Yeah.
Well, that's good advice for everybody, whether they're young actors or not. But I'm thinking about like experience, like advice that comes from your experience. Is there anything you've learned that you'd like to share that you think might help other people?
Like if someone says, I want to do this, would you recommend them taking classes, or would you recommend?
I recommend being yourself.
Right.
And if you get a call back, maybe do some classes, or maybe do like something else or something.
What's the first thing they should do? If someone says, I want to do acting, what should they do?
They should get a permit.
Get a work permit? That's the very first thing?
Yes.
Okay.
And see if you want to actually do it.
Because you can't work unless you get a permit,
yes.
right? Yeah. Okay.
That's actually true, and a lot of people don't know that.
Yeah. And the permit office is where?
I don't know.
Remember we drove there and you jumped out of the car?
An hour away from here?
Yeah, it's in Van Nuys. But we parked up front, and there was no parking, so Mackenzie got out and brought the permit in, remember?
Good for you.
I don't know where it was.
And you signed your headshot and put it in their office.
I don't even know if it's still in there, but okay.
And she signed that before she got the show, so now that might be worth something, huh?
That's
hanging
right.
in there.
That's right. Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting. Most kids who land a show like you do, number one, very few kids ever will and do. But those who do, they've been through a lot more audition process than you have. So you actually, you pretty much just hopped right in there, and you've been working. So, yeah, your advice is actually, it makes sense, you know? To be yourself makes everything easier, right?
Well, she couldn't have gotten that part if she tried to be, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It was her, you know, they just liked her. So we had to go to SAG and get a SAG card.
Mm-hmm.
And while we were there, we met this little girl who literally had gone to an audition. She got the part. They said, go to SAG, get your SAG card, get your thing, you're on set tomorrow. Like, she was there, and it was closing. It was like 10 minutes to 4, and we were the last two people in there, and the mom said she needs this tomorrow to go to work.
That's crazy.
So, yeah. She
was like 13, 14?
She was a very nice girl. I forget what part.
Yeah, you know, I keep thinking about this advice, because actually, what you said is what most successful actors say is to be yourself. And I think what's kind of ironclad true about that is that, let me see if I can articulate this. When people are casting, mm-hmm. you need to be who you are.
Yes.
Because if you're not and you don't get it, how horrible is that? Like, what if you were just yourself and you were what they were looking for?
Right. Yeah.
But if
right.
you are yourself and you're still not what they're looking for, that's perfect too. Because you don't want to be, like, the wrong person or cast in the wrong thing. Does that make sense? Well, it's sort of like like you can't lose if you go in being yourself.
Right. And that's why there's no competition. We mm-hmm. we can't compete with anyone because they're not her. Like,
exactly.
nobody else looks like her, acts like her. You know, you could say, like, oh, well, she's more this. She's taller. She's shorter. She's more blonde. But you have no idea what they're looking for. So that's very good advice. If you go in and you try to be like somebody else and they're like, oh, but we wanted you to be like you. So you can't lose if you're just being yourself.
Yep, yep.
And
yep.
if you don't get that part, wasn't meant for you.
Exactly.
It wasn't your part. But you did the best you could do, and casting might have seen you and said, you know, you're not perfect for this, but we have something else coming up that you might be perfect for.
And that actually happens all the time. Melinda, do you have any advice for parents of kids who want this life?
Well, just know it's going to be a big commitment for you as a parent, and you just need to know your kid really wants to do this. Because again, if you're pushing them into something they don't want to do, and if you're doing it just because I want to be famous, I want to be successful, it's like, no, they have to enjoy doing it. It will be no fun for you and for them. If they're not having fun and they're not yeah. enjoying it. So,
yeah.
But for the parents, I say it's a big commitment for you. So you need to really want to do it, really want to give the time, and then just, you know, commit to your kid and just be their advocate and fight for them. And, but it's been a fun adventure. We've met some really nice families, and they're becoming your family. When you go through this experience together, it's probably the same as like being on a winning football team or a basketball team or something. Like, it's a group, and you went through this experience together. So it's very cool. I think wherever she goes, she will always have these relationships because she's gone through this with them. So
yeah, it's very special.
Yeah, it's very nice. And the gut too, we've met these girls and their moms, and we've gone to events, and it's like, I know that they would always have our back. If I had questions, if they've been in longer and I can text them, does this sound right? Would you do this? And so we've gotten really great friends and relationships out of that too. So that's, and we're always promoting that in interviews and everything. And
interview.
It's, yeah, right. But you've met some great girls there and great moms, and it is nice to be in a group that supports other girls, right?
I'm going yeah. to put a link to their website at the bottom of the podcast so that people can find them.
And
great.
I think Amy's going to extend it for boys too. Mm-hmm. So it's not just girls,
I like
helping
that.
Girls. Yeah.
That was actually my first thought when I talked to Amy about that group. Was like, I love this, but I don't love the idea that it's excluding
yes.
half the population.
Yes.
That doesn't feel right to me.
Right.
So that makes me really happy.
Yeah. And I think adults too. Mm-hmm. She could have, I think the moms were thinking that's going to be in a different setting. Just the moms might be.
Or just the dads.
Gut at the wine bar, but you
I
know,
was gonna
might,
say.
Yeah. Yeah. But we met some really nice kids
yes.
and moms there. Very
so,
nice.
Anything else you guys would like to share?
No. I like my dogs.
Yes, you like your dogs.
And literally
you like
he's
slime.
Laying on me like a hamster.
And you love your slime.
And I love my slime.
Yes. And you love your family.
Yes.
Right.
Aww.
Love you.
So before I let you go, I've got a little list here of how people can follow you on
mm-hmm.
Twitter.
Yep.
You're M. Hansizak, right?
Yes.
And I'm going to spell that out loud.
Mm-hmm.
That's M-H-A-N-C-S-I-C-S-A-K. And on Instagram, your full name, Mackenzie Hansizak.
Yes.
Same spelling. And both of those accounts are verified, and they are operated by mom, as they should
and
be.
And sometimes me.
And sometimes.
Yes.
Yeah. And a little supervision, I bet.
And we write, everybody that has written us, we have written them. right? Mm-hmm. We have sent your pictures, and she sold Girl Scout cookies, and she signed all the boxes, and we sent them to people, and yeah.
That's so cool. Yeah. Well, and you've got a P.O. box that you use for fan mail, right? And that is P.O. Box 801-705, Santa Clarita, California, 91380.
Wait, I have one thing to say.
Yeah?
If you guys want me to review your slime shops, send them to me, to my P.O. box. I will do a video on them if you guys send me that. Just write on the box, slime shop, and I will do it. I like slime.
Keeping it real here, people.
Keeping it real because we are 10 years old. Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks for listening to Hometown to Hollywood. If you enjoy this podcast, subscribe. Go to BonnieJWallace.com and sign up on the podcast page to get exclusive, inspirational stories and insider info sent to your inbox every week. If you need help figuring out just how to navigate the career of a young actor, buy my book, The Hollywood Parents Guide, on Amazon. And for one-on-one coaching that can save you literally thousands of dollars and months and years of wasted time, book an hour consultation with me over Skype or in LA. Just go to BonnieJWallace.com and click on the consultation page. For about the same price of an hour with an acting coach, you can get peace of mind and a detailed action plan. Thanks. Remember, the future belongs to those who believe in their dreams.